I guess she's all warmed up, folks.
That was a Best of Bob Grant segment, so to speak, from the 11LRNI archives.
This is WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, the United States of America.
Well, it was. We're probably off over
Radio
there, though.
New York International. This is the 11L Network from New York.
All right, that's it for tonight's show. I'd go on and do extra, but I really this was not a. So I'm here Saturday, scrubbing the floor because it's like, you know, when this type of floor gets dirty, it's real fucking hard to get clean.
Yeah.
And Friday I had some family over and I got the hint. You know, they came over. It's like, oh gee, that's really unique, black linoleum. Okay, yeah, I understand. Mm-hmm, yeah, you're right. Yeah, I'm gonna have right. to do something. And I'm like, not halfway through, and all of a sudden, the searing pain in his side, it's like, oh, God. Which, of course, doesn't exist. Oh, God, anyway. Oh, no, oh, there it is. There's the pain. By the way, at the time, I happened to be watching Richard Dawkins giving a speech in atheism, so I know God's punishment. So there I was watching it, and the pain hits. And I said, okay, this is a bearable pain. It's moving. It's not terrible. And, you know, this might, you know, take the usual 2 to 5 days to move through. But if it stays at this level, I could deal with it. And I have been. Until like a half hour before airtime tonight, my stomach goes into a tizzy. I never thought I'd make it through the show. But fucking solid professional that I am. Thank you very much. We made it through the show. And that's right. I want a round of applause for me because I never thought I'd make it through this one tonight. And once again, gentlemen, thank you. I think another excellent show. We had our issues. We had our entertainment by the slew. We had we had it all. We brought it all together again for a dwindling fucking audience. I don't know what's the matter with you people. Go out and tell a few friends, a few hundred friends, okay? John Lightning, not happy with the response or the listenership. And again, thinking about my disinclination to roll into another year doing this. What would this make? What anniversary is coming up? 8, 9? What the fuck?
Something like that.
Something, yeah.
I might not make it to this next anniversary at this rate in an attempt to get my life together. I don't know. But then again, what would I do? What life would I have if not for you? What life would there be for me to lead if I was unable to do what I believe I do best? Unless, of course, you don't... Unless you are of the impression that we don't do this too well to begin with, see, then that would make a huge difference. But I've come to a stunning conclusion. Well, not really stunning. I've come to the conclusion that we do this better than most. And I can say that without ego being involved, without trying to posit the position that somehow we know more than the next guy or we're better than the next guy. I know better than that. Particularly as just your basic average gavone that I am. But having done this as long as we have, we are real fucking good at it. Right? I mean, you're looking at the microphone. It's on for a purpose. Don't look at the microphone and nod your head yet again. This is the portion of the show I tend to lay back and not give a fuck if you guys go along. Unlike the other 3 hours where I got one finger on the big guy's mic all the time thinking, okay, this is it. Now he's got to stop. No, he still hasn't stopped. Now you can go along.
Absolutely.
I just like bringing up the drama, elongating and leading to the punchline that will allow you, you know, where I fall off the cliff, basically. That long climb to the precipice, and where I then...
If you were doing that, maybe that would be the case. Yeah. I got to hang nail, I got to cut it, so you guys got to...
Hangnail?
All that does is just drag it out for the rest of us.
Jesus Christ, he's got... Now he's got a hangnail, he's got a kidney stone, he's got a stomach upset. I've been sitting here all night with a friggin' hemorrhoid, which thank God hasn't bothered me.
Hemorrhoid.
Yes.
Well, no, when they found out I had diverticulitis, so I'm eating more peanuts than ever.
They found out I had a hemorrhoids too.
Oh, that's not bad.
So I swing the mic around, spin, nice and then he stops talking. How about that?
Works for me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
pain in the ass, those, aren't they?
I had to cut it away there. How do I sound on this microphone? By the way, earlier today when doing the testing, I disconnected the RE20 and I put this microphone in line. I was popping pieces badly on this one and it's on the other one. Oh, it sounds like rain. Did you just hear raindrops? And I've been meaning to ask you, what fucking cheap brand of cigarettes is Wave? What the fuck is that?
I've been telling him.
Go fuck yourself.
I've been telling him they smell like they got wood chips in them.
Blow me. Well, they're like a dollar cheaper than most of the other brands.
No wonder. So. Hey, he ought to be smoking what Hank and Jim's new sponsor is, 555, the Chinese cigarette. You don't know what the hell
it is. What is it? What is it? Particle board?
Just to go on the record, I hate the both of you immensely. by the way.
Yes.
Yes.
You have to do this before we get out of here.
No, no. There's no copying of anything tonight.
No, not copying. Oh, yes. Last week, we were looking for a song and could not find it.
And it was on one of my doo-wop collection discs.
So it's the same one that you were looking through. And you couldn't... We said, let us help you look for it. No, I'll do it myself. And you couldn't find it.
Uh-huh.
It's on Cut 18.
Cut 18.
Right. And you know what makes it even more embarrassing for you? Remember you played Peppermint Stick last week?
Uh-huh. Peppermint Stick, click my dick. How's that going? Suck my dick.
Same...
Eat my dick.
Same
eat
disc.
My dick, yeah.
It's on the same disc. That's Cut 18 there now.
Cut 18. Okay.
Right, Cut 18.
Yeah. Now, we were talking about Hong Kong by the Quins.
Yeah. I got to put my phone back on here.
Yeah, so do I, because I'm not even queuing this thing up here.
Hold on.
My phones are tangled.
They're not supposed to get a post-show tonight. I'm supposed to go lay down. I have
to go after this.
I go back to work on Thursday. I've taken like 5 days off. I go back in. The first thing they do is, oh, your foreman's off the next 2 days.
I can imagine.
And both those days, it literally hits the... I am never out of the shop with this guy before 10 o'clock in the morning. Both mornings, I get calls from the interim, from the fill-in supervisor, because even he's on vacation. John, you got to get up to Harmon by 10 o'clock. Are you... Now, one more. No, they're going to be looking for you up there at 9. It's 8:30 now. I haven't done the timesheets. The guys here, you know, we're sedentary railroad types. Like, well, you know, we have to make our lunch, you know, put the salad dressing on, you know, get into our work clock. Get the fuck. 9? You think I am not going to travel 25 miles in a half hour. You know, it's not going to. Oh, man, it was ridiculous.
You had to hijack the express.
And it was job on top of job on top of job and jobs I didn't know a fucking thing about. See, it's okay when you go, like, for example, they send me out on one job. You got to get up there right now. The managers are there. And they're what? Managers there. Managers.
Uh-oh.
Is that your supervisor?
No, manager.
Well, I'm playing foreman, so I'm in charge of this crew, right? You got to get up there. They need a high pod on a new transformer.
All right,
I think I can figure that out. I get up there to look at the transformer. It's not even in a fucking case. Nothing is marked. I'm looking at it now. I'm trying to think, which side is the high side? Which side is the low side? Help! And I'm trying to get out of doing testing. Are you going to do a ratio check? Are you going to do a mega? Blah, blah, blah. And they keep forcing me to do all this stuff that like I'm minimally familiar with. We fake our way through it, okay? We fake our way through the test. Now, we got, seriously, two more jobs that have to be done. There's a must, actually, one more job that had to be done, and two, it would really be nice if you can get to those today. All right, so now, I am heading south to the next job. I have traveled 15 miles. Here goes my cell phone for the 20th time that morning. My personal cell phone. I didn't even get a fucking company cell phone. Yeah, John, it's Ron, my interim supervisor. Look, we need you to go back to Harmon. Oh, Christ. Because they need phases. Which, to put it, to simplify it, means there are three electrical phases. Phase A,
no.
Phase B. You know, but they don't.
Yeah.
Phase A, Phase B, and Phase C.
Mm-hmm.
They need the wires identified so that they don't hook them up out of order, which tends to, like, blow things up and make motors go kaboom.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? All right, or at least run backwards. Okay.
Yes.
So I go back up there realizing I probably don't have the equipment to do this job. So we're thinking, what to do, what to do, what to do. So I call my interim supervisor. What to do?
John, it's really simple.
you know, where the wires come in at the pole outside of the shops, they should know what they are there. They should be labeled A, B, and C. Have somebody go up there, ground each phase separately, go on it with a mega and test and see if it shows grounded.
I don't know if that means anything to any of you out there, but
yeah,
basically,
we know.
If it shows grounded, you found the one that they have attached to a ground. Very
exactly.
Simple way of doing it.
Right.
Okay, so I propose this to the linemen. Well, guess what? They are unwilling to guarantee me that they know what the phases are at the pole, where they should definitively know what's A, B, and C. Which was the best thing that could have happened to me because I didn't have the equipment to do phase testing. So, I tossed it off on the interim supervisor who had to come up from downtown with the phasing equipment. And because none of my guys wanted to hang around and work late, he had to bring in a separate crew and we got out of the whole fucking job.
I hate it.
Ah, you conniving.
Well, yeah.
And I know.
You told manager, you know, hey, we don't have the equipment with us, you know. We weren't supposed to be doing this.
Yeah, we didn't come up there to do that job. At the last minute, they want an extra job done. And an extra job. Hey, fuck you, man. First of all, I'm minimally familiar with how to do these jobs. You know, I'm sitting, it's a hot day as is. I'm sweating in my flame retardant clothing. Not to mention I get these managers hanging over me. But like I say, we faked our way through it brilliantly. And one manager came up to me and said, thank you, job well done. And I said, you're quite welcome. Meanwhile, I'm thinking to myself, if you only knew how close we came to fucking this up totally. But I don't think we did, because the last I heard, the new transformer did go into service and everything is fine. Whew, like I couldn't have looked like a bigger asshole. I sure would have if that would be the case. Okay, we're going to get out of here with this doo-wop classic. Who is it? What is it, Michael?
Hong Kong by the Quins. Remember last week we were doing all the insulting songs that they'd never play now?
Right.
Like Rang Tang Ding Dong, etc.
So we're going to play.
This is the one we didn't get.
He says making sure that he's got the buttons in the right position to do this. Hong Kong by the Quins. With any luck, we're going to hear that right about now.
Well, I got a girl in Hong Kong. Yes, I'm loving her
so strong.
That's just where I
belong with that girl of mine.
Well, I'm going back to
Hong Kong.
Free as a bird and a
happy song.
I've been away, boy,
too long from that girl of mine. Shoeless macaroni, believe me, perfect loving satisfies my time. Hong Kong jelly roll, Hong Kong shakati, shoeless macaroni, believe me, perfect loving satisfies my time.
Well,
if you love me, baby, then that's a fine. Well, if you love me, baby, then that's a fine. Well, if you love me, baby, then that's fine. I need your loving.
Even if the doo-wop shop should come back to CBS FM, can't play that one. Could you imagine that? They couldn't play that one because somebody would consider it to be the next song coming through. Would consider it to be racist. That was who
you
again?
Think?
Maybe.
A little bit.
Who was that again?
The Quins.
Queens End.
Hong Kong. Hong Kong.
Thank you very much. Right, it's like pulling teeth to get out of the,
the side of O'Starlight.
The Queens will be headlining the concert for Dar Few. By the way, thank you, Earth, if you're still out there listening, for setting me off on that whole long rap that I've been meaning to do since about February. Thank you for finally getting me into the concert for Dar Few rap. That killed a significant portion of time, and so to it, I didn't have to do any other serious storytelling tonight. Mike, thank you. And like I said, maybe we'll pick it up next week. I want you guys to think about what artists should be playing the concert for Dar Few, and maybe even what songs they should be presenting. Michael, that's your homework. Okay? I know the big guy's going to come up with shit. You?
Yeah, three tenors, maybe. Right.
Makes no sense. Well,
that'll shut
you can't
up.
Have the three tenors. But maybe if we do the concert in Dar Fuhr, because then after they perform, they would provide them with enough food to feed the Dar Fuhrians for years to come.
Alvin, Theodore, and Simon, remember that one?
I've got to stop you. I've got to stop the whole show, really. It's time to get out of here, as it should have been a long time ago, because I'm not feeling all that great. Let's get out of here with the news that I read today from the London Evening Standard, that the attempted London car bombings, why it took them so long to figure it out, but apparently they were meant to be detonated using calls to, yes, indeed, mobile phones.
Yeah.
That were left in both vehicles. Mobile phones left in both vehicles. No, not one of those. Maybe. All I could say is, good thing it wasn't one of those, because it would have exploded. Because they didn't go off, that tends to tell me they were probably using iPhones. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you all for listening. And those of you that called, please don't do it again, unless you're a lot better at it. Thanks again, you all. Bye-bye.